Charlie Muffin, the novel by Brian Freeman, dramatized by Jeffrey M. Matthews, with Philip Jackson and Shandor Ellis.
Not good, Charlie. Not good at all. Come for advice, have you?
Advice?
I still read the papers. Barinkoff's trial. Another adjournment.
Loose ends to be tidied up. And you did say to stop by.
6 months ago.
You haven't exactly been in the pink.
Below the belt, Charlie. But then you always were a bastard.
How did you teach you?
Touché. Ah, but you're right as usual. Flu and then pneumonia.
And too much time mothering those damn roses.
Ah, more Archibald Willoughby specials. The texture, Charlie, the shape, the colour. I've finally got them right.
The professionals must hate your guts.
Not for much longer.
Oh? Ticker?
Fading rapidly. Still, I might make the Chelsea show again this year if I'm lucky. But that's not for broadcasting, not even to Edith.
No. She sent you her best.
With the usual warning?
You know Edith.
Even better than you, my boy. She was my secretary for 5 years, remember? Which is why her usual warning will be ignored. As usual. Malt whiskey. The only pleasure I've got left. No matter what your wife says.
Cheers, sir.
To you, Charlie. And the department.
Sod the department.
No, Charlie. The changes, perhaps, but never the department.
Two unpredictable bits of bad luck and they panic.
It was time for a change.
Maybe, but to replace you with tits like Cuthbertson and Wilberforce.
Tits who got Barinkoff?
I got Alexei Barinkoff using a plan you initiated. And even then Cuthbertson balls it up.
Oh?
Our mole in Dzerzhinsky Street pulled Barinkoff's personal file, got it out of Moscow and over to the safe house in East Berlin. All the evidence was there, that Barinkoff had been working for the KGB ever since he arrived in Britain posing as a Polish refugee. But Cuthbertson reckoned we wouldn't need it.
Wrongly, it seems. Still, it shouldn't be too much of a problem collecting it.
With every checkpoint locked tighter than a duck's bum.
It's never worried you before, Charlie.
I wouldn't now, except Cuthbertson's using it as a nursemaid operation.
Ah, unwise. Who are they?
Two trainees, Snare and Harrison, who came in after you left.
Young and inexperienced. Yes, that could be dangerous.
Very. But try telling that to the Eton Mafia. Stupid bastards think it's a game.
I should have realized where you came. I appreciate that.
It'll probably go off perfectly.
And if you believe that, you'd not have bothered to come and say goodbye.
Well, just in case. Funny. Don't know which scares me more. The thought of dying or 30 years in a Lubyanka.
I wouldn't know either, Charlie. But the risk isn't new. It was there on every job I sent you on.
This time I don't have you behind me, sir. That makes it different.
Thank you, Charlie. I didn't have to remind you, but never forget my first rule. Always secure your escape route.
Es ist dein Wunder, Herr Charlie.
No miracle, Gunther. Just planning.
You're sure it will work?
If you've still got the passport.
Oh, natürlich. For 6 months now, since you gave it to me. Waiting, wondering.
Whether I keep my promise?
Yeah. I'm sorry, mein Freund. But promises have been made before. Please now, the plan.
All right. You know Leipzigstrasse?
But of course.
We'll walk down there tonight. Look for a white Volkswagen. Munich number plates. It's parked by the cinema.
So?
Keys.
You intend me to drive across?
In a car with perfect documents.
But my passport, it has no stamp of entry.
It will. Once you use this. Made by the same bloke who forged your passport. It'll match the car documents perfectly.
I'm frightened, Herr Charlie. The border guards... If they check back...
Why should they? Look, I crossed over by train. The Volkswagen was driven through by a friend. I'm supposed to drive it back. Now it's yours, mate. Use it.
But what about you, Charlie? How will you return?
Same way as my friend did.
walk through the checkpoint like any other tourist. You want to escape, Gunter? You can. Just remember, your papers are in perfect order. So don't panic, okay?
Okay. I just do not know how to thank you.
Don't. Just make sure you reach Checkpoint Charlie at exactly 9 o'clock.
So time is important?
To me. So, Gunter, don't you bloody well be late.
Muffin? That you, Muffin?
Charlie. My mates call me Charlie, remember?
Sorry, Muff. Charles.
Try it again, Brian.
Damn it, Charles. Charlie. Your bloody inverted snobbery.
Keep your voice down. Now, where's your mate?
Mate? Oh, Harrison. Well, he got rather bored, old man. Crossed 10 minutes ago. We can't stay here all night. Our visas expire in 8 hours.
Orders were to wait until I got it.
Of course, Charlie, but... looked safe enough.
You risked the whole operation. You did see him go through.
All the way, old man. He's probably having a G&T in the embassy now.
The duplicate photo stats. You still got them?
In this carrier bag.
Well, just make sure they get into the diplomatic bag. On your way, then?
The Volkswagen. You haven't picked it up?
Once you're across. I obey orders, old son. Even Cuthbertson's. To ensure Berenkov's papers reach London safely, each operative will cross through Checkpoint Charlie at 5-minute intervals. First Harrison, then Snare, each with photostat copies. You, Muffin, will wait, ensure they get safely across before you drive over with the originals. Well, on your bike, then?
Yes. Well, see you later. We'll celebrate. Dinner in the Kempinski?
Make sure you book a table. For three.
Ihr Reisepass, Herr...
Snare. Brian Snare. Ja.
Sie sind Engländer?
Ja.
Einen Moment, bitte. Ja? Ist klar. Ein Schweizer Volkswagen. Münchener Nummer? Ja. MSOE733. Eine Person. Danke.
Problem?
Nein. You are clear to pass, Herr Snare.
Danke. Gute Nacht.
Nacht. Beeilen Sie sich. Anhalten, oder ich schieße!
You like. Muffin was a professional. A bloody good professional.
Don't go maudlin on me, Snare. Mm-hmm. Not over a disposable embarrassment like Muffin.
One phone call, Harrison, and 20 years in the field kaput. 20 years. Muffin must have had something.
B.O. and the native intelligence of the working class.
It isn't enough, old man. Not once you're a bloody anachronism.
No. Muffin's own damn fault. Should have retired gracefully. Well, one more cognac and then dinner.
What? Yeah.
Barman, zwei cognac, bitte.
Ja, mein Herr.
Correction. Zwei cognac.
Muffin? But you're...
Dead? And I suppose you were holding awake.
But I saw it happen.
Drei cognac, meine Herren.
Danke. Put them on his bill. Well, to my continuing good health.
Of course. this is fantastic.
Cheers. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, where's the table, then?
The table?
For the celebration, you know, job well done and all that. You did book one.
Well, we thought you'd been killed.
I'll fix it right away, Charles.
The Volkswagen. How did you get out?
How? Well, a bit of luck. Because I've got mates.
Mates?
Yeah. One, who taught me to survive, to watch my back, secure an escape route. The other, Gunther. He was a student. I promised him freedom. He thought I was a commercial traveller.
Charlie! So they finally sent you, huh?
You're looking good, Alexei. Grub okay, is it?
You should stay to dinner. Now sit. Sit! Charlie. What I really miss is the wine business. For this year, I've selected some really sensational Alex Corton. So, Charlie, they've sent you to find out what you can. Light fittings which do not work. The cameras, the microphones. They're up there, yes, yes?
Obvious places. I told him it was bloody ridiculous that you were... are a professional.
Not like that fool who employs you. So your director, the great Sir Henry Cuthbertson, thinks I'll be off my guard. In a state of shock after the trial.
Something like that. Look, I am sorry, really.
It does not worry me. But you were not at my trial.
No. Cuthbertson thought it too dangerous. Reckon your people would have photographed everyone going into the Old Bailey.
Ah, yes. By now the pictures are in Moscow. We are more efficient than your people.
Oh, but I caught you all the same, Alexei.
While Snare and Harrison got the credit. They're no good, Charlie. Too smart. Too ambitious. Send them on a field operation and we'd use it as a training exercise.
Well,
Never. They're not like us, Charlie.
Professionals.
I grew to respect, even admire you, Charlie. Apart from being born in different countries, committed to opposite sides, we are identical. Identical freaks, Charlie. When before have there been two spies, both operational, still alive and nudging 50?
You speak for yourself, Alexei. I can give you a good 10 years.
Maybe, huh? In any case, for the last 2 years... I have been scared. Moscow, too, was beginning to realize that if I had not been caught, I would have been withdrawn. For 6 months, I knew you had me under observation, knew that you were trying to frighten me into an ill-considered move. But now, everything's all right.
40 years in here, all right.
Don't be stupid, Charlie. 1 year, two at the most. Then a quick... discreet exchange.
Operatives your age are expendable, Alexei.
In your country. But Russia never forgets. Also, I am highly regarded in Moscow. I have the rank of general in the KGB, so my release is guaranteed. Oh, I would hate to work for your service, Charlie. Always remember that, my friend, if you were caught, jailed... you would be forgotten, left to rot. And you are not the type to be caged.
That's a great incentive not to get caught.
Kill yourself rather than be taken. I mean it, Charlie.
Yeah. What will you do when you get back?
Oh, get to know my wife again. A son of 18 I've only met once. Retire with full honors. A flat in Moscow, a dacha just outside, and maybe teach at the Sly College. And in summer, it will be the beach at Sochi. Think of it, Charlie, to lie quietly in the sun on the Black Sea.
Sounds great.
But you, Charlie, Where is your sunshine?
In France. Edith and I go on holiday this week.
Good. But France. Personally, I prefer Vienna. The food is terrible, but the wines. Yes, I would definitely spend the weekend there. Your wife should see the riding school, and on Sunday, the cathedral. And then for lunch, A river boat on the Danube. I tell you, Charlie, such a trip could change your whole outlook.
Maybe. Have to see what Edith says. Moscow. Bound to be strange after so long.
20 years, yes. But I will be able to sleep. No pistol under my pillow. No churning in my guts. Wondering when you or someone like you would appear at the foot of my bed. I tried to outwit you, Charlie, to protect my network. But knowing you were onto me, that was a relief. Something you will never know.
I'll take a desk job, sir.
No, your people will never allow it. So, how many more operations? How long before your luck runs out? How long before we get you?
You're still worried about your network, then?
My network? No. Of course not.
So it's still operational?
7 months in here, Charlie. How should I know,
Then I'll tell you. We got 5.
So? 5. Well, they had a good run, made money, and I always let them have their wine wholesale. Come and see me again, Charlie.
I'll try.
Socially, I mean. And remember, take care. You got a feel about you, Charlie. The feel of a loser.
Janet! Powell! Anything, love?
Honestly, Charlie.
The bloody weather. Look, blotting paper will do.
Why on earth didn't you get a taxi?
Why? Because they cost money. And your poxy godfather hasn't approved my expenses.
Well, you do pad them a bit, Charlie.
I would call you if I didn't. Gonna have to buy a new pair of shoes as well.
Janet, the director...
Good Lord, Muffin, what are you up to?
Washing me bleeding feet.
Very biblical. Can you work miracles as well?
Sure, Brian. I can rise from the dead. Out of burning Volkswagens, remember?
Sir Henry wants you. Now, with your shoes on.
I'll have to wait, won't I?
Wait. Shall I tell Sir Henry 10 minutes?
Tell Cuthbertson what you like, mate. I'm waiting till my socks dry. What's the panic about?
Berenkoff, your interview tape. My poxy godfather's gone berserk.
Thought he might.
You've done it this time, Charlie. He's written to the minister.
Has he? The Berenkoff file, has it gone back to registry?
It's in my art tray.
Great.
Why?
Just a thought, love, on how to secure my escape route.
Now, Marvin, we will have your explanation.
You did listen to the tape, Sir Henry.
A tape which I and my colleagues consider almost treasonable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Berenkoff, bewildered, mentally broken by a draconian prison sentence. Psychologically, the ideal moment for a sympathetic confessor to gain his confidence. But what do we have, Muffin? Meanderings. 2 men play-acting for the tape recorders. Recorders that Berenkoff learned about from you.
Oh?
We do not want traitors in the department, Muffin.
Are you firing me then, Mr. Wilberforce?
That would be too easy, Muffin. I want you under constant supervision where I can ensure you don't forget the terms of the Official Secrets Act.
Demotion?
To as low a level as I can possibly achieve.
So my salary and allowances will be cut?
Just as soon as Mr. Wilberforce gets approval. Mm-hmm.
From the minister?
Pure formality.
Then you've written to him already?
Recommending your immediate removal from any position of authority within my department.
That's a silly thing to have done.
Insubordination will not gain you dismissal, Muffin, or redundancy pay. So, unless you wish to add something...
Just K-Branch.
K-Branch?
You did wait for their assessment.
What are you talking about, Muffin?
Procedures. Ones the minister insists are followed. Like having all interrogation tapes, films, analysed by the psychologists in K-Branch. You did get their report.
Oh, in this case, it was hardly necessary.
Oh, so your reaction to my interview, your recommendation to the minister, was made before the tapes were analysed.
Obviously.
Or before you got expert assessments. As I said, a very stupid thing to have done. My meeting with Alexei Berenkoff was perhaps the most productive I have ever had with a captured spy.
Really?
And K-Branch will confirm my finding. They always have in the past.
Close examination of the videotape, much closer than you allowed yourselves, will confirm several facts. Allow me. First.
For the last 2 years, I have been scared. Moscow, too, was beginning to realize that.
So, the Kremlin would have acted. Installed a replacement long before we even suspected Barinkov. I'd say at least a year earlier. So there's a whole new operational network, which means you've got to start looking again. Then we have this.
Then I'll tell you. We got five.
So! Five.
Now, look at Barinkov's expression. There, just for a second. Triumph. Because we only picked up five, which means some are still operational. Fortunately, he also told us how to find them.
Where?
Fine. Well, they had a good run, made money, and I always let them have their wine wholesale. Come and see me again, Charlie.
That wasn't a throwaway line. Barinkov was boasting. Letting his agents buy wine wholesale is just the thing he would do. But he'd keep a scrupulous record of every transaction.
Of course. Basic training. Always comply with the civil law of the country in which you operate. So, his wine company, the Bulls...
You're learning, Brian. Check Barinkov's wholesale outlets against his tax return, and you'll have the rest of his network.
You sound damn sure.
I am. The five we got were all on there. I checked while my socks were drying. I'm really sorry that the takes are considered such a failure. So if you'll excuse me, I'll go and clear my desk.
Martin, perhaps we should re-examine the recordings. Discuss the matter tomorrow.
You can discuss it all you want, but from tomorrow I'm on leave.
Leave?
Which you've already approved. So perhaps we can discuss my future in a fortnight.
So? It's no guarantee they won't demote you.
Right. But not this time. Hmm. Good. Where'd you learn to cook like this?
In Lausanne.
Ah, finishing school. Thought it important, did they?
Sort of. You know they'll try again.
Yeah. What happened after I left?
Cuthbertson rang the minister. Blamed old Wilberforce for the administrative error. God, the way he was grovelling. The apologies.
I'm still waiting for one.
From Cuthbertson? He'll never apologise to you.
He'll have to.
I know him better than you do, remember?
So?
He's a bastard.
So am I, love. Funny thing is, nobody realises it. It'll be the ruin of them.
Unless they get you first.
Yeah. Yeah, the thought of 20 years as a poxy clerk.
You couldn't take it, Charlie.
Right. You know, Janet, I've devoted my whole sodding life to the service. Loved it. And there's nothing else I can or want to do, even if they'll let me.
You could go for early retirement.
Oh, and end up on the compost heap like Archie Willoughby. Nah. Anyway, I couldn't live on a reduced pension.
But your wife, she's got money, hasn't she?
Edith. She's loaded and tighter than a Scot on Burns night. You know, she's got receipted bills going back 10 years and can remember the exact amount of each one. Comes of being a bank manager's daughter or something.
You could leave her.
Hmm. And who'd have me? A worn-out 45 with no money and no prospects.
You're hardly worn out, Charlie.
Would you let me move in?
No. No, I wouldn't.
So I'm tethered. To a job that doesn't want me and a wife who's not very interested.
Poor Charlie. You do know I'm very fond of you.
I suppose that'll stop, too, if...
If you're transferred, I expect so. It has been fun.
Yeah.
Take me to bed, Charlie.
Now?
Now. They all want to screw you. Why should I be the exception?
For the CIA, there can only be one position, Mr. Secretary. On top.
The Bay of Pigs? Watergate? Need I go on, Rutgers?
Ah, but now I'm numero uno. So no inquest, Mr. Secretary. Okay?
And deal out some facts.
All right, General Valery Kalyanin, Chief of Tactics and Planning for KGB operations. He was 20 years in the Kremlin. Yet until last week, a complete mystery. No Western diplomat in Moscow had ever met him. No known photographs are available. No one was even sure he existed. Then, without warning, he shows up at our embassy at a reception. So goddamn unimportant
that apart from our own ambassador, the only people there are first secretaries and freeloaders with no other place to go. And who does he latch on to for 2 hours? The British military attaché, something that only Bill Braley here realized was significant.
And your assessment, Mr. Braley?
In my opinion, sir, General Kalganin was trying to set up a deal, planning to defect.
To the British, in our embassy. You sure he really was Kalganin?
We have positive identification from photographs, sir.
According to Mr. Rutgers, none exist.
Well, not in our files, Mr. Secretary. But Kalyanin's been in the Kremlin for over 2 decades. Survived every purge from Stalin to Brezhnev. So, we examined these official photographs of the Presidium going back 20 years and identified the same unknown face in all of them. And here are pictures Kalyanin willingly posed for during the party. If you'll compare them, sir.
Older, and obviously the same person. Very well. I accept the identification. Now the evidence of defection.
Here we have copies of Pravda and Izvestia, published 3 days before the reception. Now, both carry violent diatribes about gaps in Soviet security, attacks which can only be construed as direct criticisms of Kalyanin. We also know the Central Committee's very upset about the Barankov fiasco, not to mention killing the wrong man in East Berlin.
And in the same week, we get this from Prague. It's a copy of Rude Pravo. But this time, they actually name Kalyanin. And no newspaper in the East would dare do that without Presidium instruction.
You think Kalyanin's being purged that he wants out fast?
But to the British, sir. Since our party was the only diplomatic event in Moscow last week, he used it to make contact.
The British Embassy confirmed that?
Oh, no one there will talk, not at any level.
Mr. Secretary, we must have Kalyanin. His knowledge, what went on in the past, the Soviets' plans for the future. His value is incalculable.
Agreed. I'm quite certain the British will share it, allow us access.
In 2-3 years, maybe. And if they don't foul up the operation first.
You believe that possible?
I know it. The MI5's just had a major shake-up. They don't have one single operator capable of handling Kalyanin. And if they drop the ball, there's no question. We have to be involved.
The risks are enormous.
Well, so are the potential rewards, Mr. Secretary. And I will be handling it personally.
With Mr. Braley?
Why not? He's met Kalyanin. Well, can we move?
With caution.
You'll inform the President?
Yeah, in passing. But Rutgers...
Yes, Mr. Secretary?
I warn you. If the shit hits the fan, I want us wearing clean white suits. If anything louses up the president's policy of détente, he won't like it at all. Not at all.